racing to the first tee, knowing what fun it will be. Soon the starter will call me to the first tee.
Once again, welcome to In the Grill Room with Bob and Jay. I'm Bob Bupka. You know that already. More importantly, here's the STL Golf Geek on Twitter, also known as Jay Randolph Jr., and by the way, the newest golf ambassador to Gateway National Golf Links, a great golf course in the St. Louis area. Jay, tell us a little bit about your new venue.
It's a unique property, Bob. It's the only public golf course really in the region that's bent grass fairwayed. We're kind of in the transition zone as it relates to agronomy. And, you know, we've got three pretty saucy private clubs that have bent grass fairways, but the only bent grass fairway public golf course in the region is Gateway National Golf Links. It was designed by renowned golf course architect Keith Foster. It opened in 1998, and I think it being just across the river in Illinois, Madison, Illinois, 5 minutes from the arch, you can see the arch in the background on the third hole, and I will tell you, it is the best manicured public golf course in the area, one of the top three in terms of golf course, and it certainly would be one to put on your list if you're anywhere near St. Louis, and we'd love to see you at Gateway National Golf Links.
Hey, Jay, let me ask you a question. Is there a shot on Gateway National where you're told to just aim for the arch?
Basically, off the second tee, which goes right back at downtown, the arch is essentially the middle of the fairway. So, if you can line it up at the arch, and it's a link style design, Bob. You and I are more traditional to link styles that are near bodies of water, but when I say links, it's pretty much devoid of trees and has a link style feel. So it's a unique property. You get to see the arch. They got good food. Daddy's there. That's me. Come see me at Gateway.
All right. And the reason I mentioned about aiming for the arch, I'll never forget. Can't remember the name of the golf course, but we were in Spain covering the Ryder Cup way back when it was at Valderrama, and playing this golf course. And we walk up to the elevated TJ, and I say to the caddy, "Driver?" He says, "Yes." So I pull the driver out of the bag, and he says to me, "Aim for the Rock of Gibraltar." And I look up, and there it was. I mean, I had him repeat it. I said, "Please," because I've never had any aiming point quite the magnitude of the Rock of Gibraltar. Speaking of Rocks of Gibraltar, certainly AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, full of celebrities, played over three golf courses, Spyglass, Monterey Peninsula, and Pebble Beach. Kind of a surprise winner there, Jay.
Sure was, Bob. The Canadian Nick Taylor, who hadn't been in the winner's circle in a while and really hadn't shown much form. I think missing two of the last four cuts he had played in and not showing much form, but it was the right week for him. He got it done, especially on Sunday. It was a weird round, a great start, a terrible middle portion of the round, and then able to finish it off. He gave Phil an opportunity to seize the tournament, but Phil wasn't able to do it, and the golf course played really difficult that day. The wind came up. There were not many rounds under par, but Nick Taylor was one of them, and he finished it off in style.
Yeah, becoming only the first Canadian ever to win that event, first international player since Vijay Singh won back in the early 90s. You know, we always hear the quote, Jay, and you've said it many times yourself, horses for courses. Well, there are three players who have won Pebble in four different decades: Snead, Floyd, Davis Love. And Mickelson was trying to do that. He's won in three different decades.
Well, and we didn't mention a guy that owned Pebble Beach in Mark O'Meara. So there's no question. Pebble has been the kind of place where guys seemingly play well. When they play there, we saw that with Jason Day, even though he wasn't able to fire on round four. You saw Mickelson right there again. I remember back in the day, Johnny Miller used to play well there. Tom Kite held the course record and then won a U.S. Open. So there's no doubt about it. There's something about Pebble, and granted, you only play it two of the four rounds, but something about Pebble for certain guys that gets them going. And it was for Mickelson again, but even more impressive for Mr. Taylor.
Yeah, and let's listen to what Taylor had to say after his victory.
It feels amazing. I don't know if I blocked out the last 5 hours and just played golf, and you know, now I'm winning with a trophy. It's amazing. But you know, we're so privileged to be able to play this course, golf course, every year, and to win it's amazing. It lines me up great for the FedEx Cup playoffs. You know, the last couple of years I felt like I've been fighting for my card, so things have changed, which is awesome. Be able to pick my schedule a little bit more, so all great stuff.
You know, it's pretty amazing, Jay, as he said, 1 minute you're fighting to keep your card out there, and then the next thing you have a 2-year exemption.
Yeah, and you're going to Augusta, and you're 13th in the FedEx Cup, and your tee time situation changes. It's a wonderful thing, and it was great to see him get it done there at Pebble. You look at Kevin Streelman, who ended up finishing second. Phil, who, as I said, looked like he had a chance to maybe grab hold of things as Mr. Taylor was starting to falter a little bit. And Phil wasn't able to get anything going. It was a tough final round. We talked about Jason Day, a good showing for him. We're always worried about his, you know, health. I thought, you know, he just couldn't buy a putt in that final round. He had a 3-putt that really cost him, and it was hard to build momentum on that final day. What if you got something going, to keep it going was very difficult, and that's why you saw kind of an up and down round from Taylor. But at the end of the round is when he got it going after the chip in on 15.
Yeah, no doubt about that, Mr. Randolph. You know, Pebble, it's exposed to the elements right on the ocean. When that wind blows, it is very tough. Speaking of blows, a new cure for Jason Day. I had never heard of this. I don't know if you have. He blows up balloons 3 or 4 times a day, and it keeps his rib cage in the right position. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
I had not, but in a sense, it makes sense if you need to either fill up the lungs or keep it. I've never heard it. I should stop talking like I'm a doctor. Good for him.
Anyway, you got me chuckling there a little bit. Jordan Spieth tied for 9th, best performance by Spieth in quite a long while.
What a tale of different rounds on Saturday and Sunday. And you know, I'm tracking him. I'm watching him every weekend. And I watched him on Saturday. He was on PGA Tour Live with our friend Mark Carnevale, the 1992 Rookie of the Year, was tracking his round on PGA Tour Live. And he got very frustrated and just made the cut on the cut line. Now, he put 3 decent rounds together. And then in the final round, he had the low round of the day. Low round of the final day for Jordan Spieth. Is that a sign of something? I don't know. It's certainly a positive. He looked very happy. Now, he made a boatload of putts and made a huge saving putt on the 9th, which was his 18th. But it was interesting to see his troubles on Saturday and his frustration. But then that lead to a good round on Sunday. And you could hear in Carney's voice, Mark Carnevale on Saturday, kind of the disappointment that Mark was having or seeing Jordan being frustrated and trying to push. So I'll be curious to see what we take out of this final round. Does this lead to a really good solid week at Riviera? I mean, he did play 4 good rounds. But when you look at some of his numbers, his driving accuracy and his greens in regulation were both less than the average of the field. So was it a case of the wand getting hot on Sunday? We'll see this week at Riviera.
Yeah, it's going to be a big week for him. He wants to follow it up, certainly with a solid performance, and that's not easy to do. All right, you mentioned the Genesis. It's now an invitational benefiting the Tiger Woods Foundation. Three elite tournaments on the PGA Tour schedule as invitationals. Jack's, the Memorial, Arnie's Bay Hill Invitational, and now the Genesis. And the big thing certainly is a three-year exemption.
I did not realize that. I did not realize they had put a different classification on these invitationals as opposed to 2 years that you get from a PGA Tour win. And in fact, you get 2 years for a World Golf Championship event, which you're supposed to be at a higher level than the invitationals. So that's a little confusing to me, but it won't be confusing to somebody who wins it, especially if they don't have extended status. Tiger Woods played here in his first professional tournament at 16 years of age. It was 1992. Remember his dad with him? He looked like he was ready for the tour then. So this will be a tremendous event. We both love the history at Hogan's Alley. Riviera, just a wonderful venue, that beautiful first hole where you can be up on the clubhouse and looking down at that par five. This is kind of, you know, it's the end of the West Coast swing, and you got to remember we've taken 1 week off when they moved the match play. You know, I don't want to say this is a mini major, but for a lot of guys trying to build momentum toward Florida or cap off the West Coast swing, this is a pretty damn big event, Bob.
No, it really is. And then when we add in to the recipe, Tiger Woods looking for win number 83, what a great place it would be. Makes his start here and then breaks the record of all-time wins on the PGA Tour, currently tied in that position at 82 with Sam Snead. Looking for 83, but ironically enough, Jay, he has never won here. He's played here 12 times, the only venue that he's ever played that much and not tasted victory.
Yeah, and I don't know why. I mean, he Mickelson and him, I believe, are tied. Phil would have moved ahead with number of wins in California. It's hard to believe that Tiger's won all that time in California, all those times in California, but he's never won here at Riviera. So it'll be, you know, he obviously plays the golf course well. It's just an anomaly that he's never been able to hoist the trophy. Now, he's got a hell of a group these first 2 days. He's got his buddy Steve Stricker, who's playing on a sponsor exemption. And get this, this will be the 500th career start from the former University of Illinois golfer, Steve Stricker. Congratulations to him, 500 career starts. And then Justin Thomas, Bob, the leader of the FedEx Cup, who over the weekend teed it up with St. Louis Cardinal baseball player Dexter Fowler out in Vegas. So JT doing a little relaxing before he hits Riviera.
Well, no better place to relax during the day in Vegas, because there's no relaxing at nighttime. I can guarantee you that. J.B. Holmes will be defending. John Rahm, interesting here, Jay. He wins. He becomes only the second Spaniard to hold the ranking of world's number one player. Rory McIlroy just inherited that spot this week, but he could lose it over the weekend. A win by John Rahm, and he is number one in the world. You talk about somebody that was chosen, and you were one of the first to tell me about Rahm and the magnificent talent that he possesses. Hard to believe a victory. He's number one in the world.
Well, and it is hard to believe, because it's hard to believe a player could be the number one ranked player in the world without a major. Now, you know, we put such a heightened value on majors that maybe it's overblown. Maybe the consistency that John Rahm has shown the last 2 years is the actual reason why. If he won, he would be the number one player in the world. But I'm not going to – I mean, until – what he's got to do now, Bob, is take it to the next level. And I think we've seen a maturity level with him. I've talked about the fact that he doesn't seem to be getting quite as upset and letting some of his anger play into affecting his golf game. He's channeling it. So the next, he's already 3 top 10s this year. He won, he wins every couple of months. The next thing is major championships. Now, that's not selling him short of what a victory would mean here and moving to number one. But, it's that time. The next 3 to 5 years, we're going to find out where John Rahm more than likely will end up at the end of his career as it relates to history in the game. Justin Rose, who's still trying to put some history into his career, this will be his first start at Genesis since 2017. And then how about this trio, Bob? Patrick Cantlay, who's always on the leaderboard. He went to UCLA. He knows the spot. Dustin Johnson, who had a really poor final round. I think he shot 78 in the final round. And Rory McIlroy, the defending FedEx Cup champion, is ready to go. His fourth start at Riviera in search of his second victory of the season and looking to really tell Rombo, hey, I'm number one.
No, certainly a lot of eyes going to be focused on Rory McIlroy. Brooks Koepka making his first start on tour since the WD. He had with that knee injury at the CJ Cup at Nine Bridges back in Japan. Phil Mickelson with a third-place result last week became the third player in PGA Tour history, Jay, with at least one top 10 in 30 consecutive seasons on tour. Remarkable.
Have you seen, Bob, who the other two were? I mean, I guess my guess would be Jack. I guess I just don't know who the others. I mean, who the other would be? I haven't seen. I mean, I know he did it, but I haven't seen who the other two were.
I'm guessing that it would be Sam Snead.
Right. Snead's got to be an auto. Yeah.
He's right there. And somebody that's getting their form back as we start to formulate who we're going to predict is going to win the first major of the year in April at the Masters. All of a sudden, here comes two-time Masters winner Bubba Watson, three-time Genesis winner, and suddenly he's found some game.
And, Bob, you mentioned it earlier in the show, horses for courses. This guy's won three times. Of course, we're getting toward that time that he seems to play well, Florida and then Augusta. So he's a guy certainly that you might want to use in your DraftKings team. You also got some other California guys, Xander Schauffele, Bryson DeChambeau, and then the young formidable Colin Morikawa.
Yeah, and there's no doubt that University of California graduate Morikawa is going to get into that winner's circle very soon. Patrick Reed. Haven't heard a lot about him this year. What we did hear was not of a positive nature, but he seems to be laying low. But with his talent, he could pop up and win this week in a heartbeat.
Yeah, he played a bunch, overseas and with the President's Cup and all that. So he's taking a little time. It'll be interesting to see how he comes out and plays here. And it's always he's always an interesting story. People are going to have a very close eye on him. He's under the microscope. Nick Taylor, last week's winner, he'll take his money and his 2-year exemption on to Riviera. And watch out for Victor Hovland, who had a couple of good rounds last week. Well, Bob, there's been a lot of talk about a new Primo Tour being shopped around. The quote-unquote Premier Golf League. We'll tell you what we know about it, and we'll hear Tiger's thoughts on the subject all after this break. You're listening to In the Grill Room with Bob and Jay, and we're heard on KTRS, the Big 550 in St. Louis, Stitcher, iTunes, Audio Boom, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or you could just ask your smart speaker Alexa, and you'll be connected.
The Kapalua Villas Maui is the official hotel partner of the Grill Room Golf Show during the Century Tournament of Champions, held each January at the Plantation Course. Yes, I know it's snowing in some parts of the U.S. Yes, I know it's cold and miserable. And yes, we thought you might like to hear from General Manager Bill Reese on the advantages of choosing Kapalua Villas Maui for your next vacation.
We've got the weather, we've got the beach, we've got the golf course, we've got the palm trees, we have properties facing the golf course, if that's your cup of tea, where you can actually watch the golfers on the fairway. We have properties in the ridge, which is high on the hill, so you can get a very panoramic ocean view of Molokai and the tropical environment. And also we have the bay villas, which are right down by the Onaloa Bay, which is oceanfront. Fully equipped kitchens in every condo, washer, dryer, and there is a refrigerator freezer so you can have that ice cream at midnight without having to go out. We've got the friendly people and the aloha. There's not much more you could ask for.
Sight is one of our most valued senses. Many cherished memories and important life lessons are acquired through sight. Through the Transitions Healthy Sight for Life Fund, we're reaching out in communities around the world to help people understand and protect their healthy sight. Think about what you'd miss seeing if you lost your eyesight tomorrow, and take steps to protect your vision today. See more at HealthySightForLife.org.
Welcome back to the Grill Room.
Welcome back to In the Grill Room with Bob and Jay. He's Bob Bubka. You can find him on Twitter, Bob Bubka, V-O-G. I'm a little more active on the Twitter tweets than Robert. You can find me at STL Golf Geek on Twitter, and we certainly appreciate you tuning in to our program. And, you know, we've seen it before. Greg Norman was a part of it. We've seen other factions that have talked about trying to do a quote-unquote premier golf league, a world golf league. Bob, the particulars that have been kind of announced so far would be 48 top-tier players, 18 tournaments. They would try and not to conflict with majors or big events. It's like $230 million is what they're proposing in prize money over these 18 events. The hope would be develop a league play type of an event or tour, if you will, by 2022 or 2023, and they want it to be called the league. Your initial thoughts on the proposed Premier Golf League?
Well, I've been desperately trying to get a hold of the potential organizers. I want to see what they're smoking. I want to see if I can get a little of that. I mean, they're dreaming. They're absolutely dreaming. You can't, in the year 2020, Jay, going after a professional golfer, trying to entice him to do something, and you're offering money. They got more money than they can use now. I mean, money is not a motive. It would have to be something extremely special. This would not be that. I mean, Greg Norman, you know that. We used to talk about this 25 years ago, a world tour. I mean, it's just a great figment of somebody's imagination. And I was just on a show in London, Talk Sport, the network I work for over there, and they asked me, what did I think? And I said, well, I kind of stole a little line from Tiger. We'll hear that in a little bit. Tiger said he's been informed and his people are checking into it. So I said on Talk Sport, well, I've been notified and my people are checking into it, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of pie in the sky. I mean, it's not like, as you said, Bob, it's not like these guys are hurting in terms of the pocketbook. It's not like a new tour is going to come in and change the landscape financially, even though they're saying they're going to put up $230 million. I mean, we can all have different thoughts on the way in which the PGA Tour operates or handles itself or does its business. But we can't argue the fact that it is the number one tour in the world. And essentially, Greg Norman's world tour has occurred. It just hasn't occurred under an umbrella between the European tour and the events that are played now all over the world. It is a global tour if you want it to be, but it's up to the player. It's not up to a governing body. And these guys are independent contractors. And that's why some people think, well, if they are independent contractors, why wouldn't they want to play in the Premier League? They're playing in the Premier League. I don't know where you generate the $230 million. I don't know how you do a TV contract with most of the networks already aligned with the PGA Tour. This would disrupt the European PGA Tour. And I haven't really seen anybody's name behind it per se. So I guess Mickelson played with somebody that was involved in the Premier League in Saudi Arabia, said it was very interesting. They're all gathering information. This thing's got no shot.
Well, let's listen to what Tiger has to say.
Have I been personally approached? Yes. And my team's been aware of it, and we've delved into the details of it and trying to figure it all out, just like everyone else. You know, we've been down this road before with World Golf Championships and other events being started, or other tours want to evolve and start. There's a lot of information that we're still looking at, and whether it's a reality or not. Just like all events, you're trying to get the top players to play more collectively. And it's one of the reasons why, you know, we institute the World Golf Championships, because we were only getting together, what, five times a year, the four majors and the players. And you want to showcase the top players on more than just those occasions. We came up with the World Golf Championships, and we're meeting more often. And so this is a natural evolution, whether or not things like this are going to happen. But the ideas are like this are going to happen going forward, you know, whether it's now or any other time in the future.
Here's all you have to know, Jay. The head of the European Tour, Keith Pelley, said, no way, no how will he allow his players to play in one of these events opposite a European Tour event. Jay Monahan, basically the same thing, said no way would they grant permission to any one of their tour members to play in the Premier League versus the PGA Tour. And don't forget, the big elephant in the room here is the PGA Tour and its connections with the FedEx Cup. And they're putting up in the neighborhood of $75 million a year. They're not going to allow any other events to take any of the spotlight away from that FedEx Cup. And I really believe that if the players take a real close look at this, they got to say to themselves, hey, the European Tour, the PGA Tour, they've really been good to us. We think we'll stay where we are.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, it may lead, as things progress, to something combined by the European PGA Tour and the PGA Tour, but it already is, in a sense. There's no way that some guy, I don't believe, is going to say, yeah, I'll lose my status on the PGA Tour because I'm going to play in a certain number of events in the Premier Golf League. It doesn't make much sense. I'm a little surprised, to be honest with you, that, you know, Tiger's actually talking about looking at it. I give kudos to Brooks Koepka, who already knows this thing's failed from the start. There's nothing, in fact, there's nothing wrong with our game. It's the best it's ever been. The best it's ever been from top to bottom on the professional side. So to me, this is much ado about nothing. It's a nice thought, but it ain't going to happen.
I think that sums it up pretty well. Premier League, if you're waiting, don't hold your breath.
Time now for our feature interview. We'll hear Bob's interview with Wes Whittingham, Vice President of Sales for Volvic USA, all about golf balls with Volvic. You're listening to In the Grill Room with Bob and Jay, and we're heard on KTRS, the Big 550 in St. Louis, Stitcher, iTunes, Audio Boom, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or you could just ask your smart speaker Alexa, and you'll be connected.
Hi, I'm Ernie Els. Autism is not game over, it is game on. Get educated and learn the facts. Please learn the early warning signs on our website, elsforautism.com, and talk to your doctor about an autism screening if you have any concerns.
The Capalua Villas Maui is the official hotel partner of the Grill Room Golf Show during the Century Tournament of Champions, held each January at the Plantation Course. Yes, I know it's snowing in some parts of the U.S. Yes, I know it's cold and miserable. And yes, we thought you might like to hear from General Manager Bill Reese on the advantages of choosing Kapalua Villas Maui for your next vacation.
We've got the weather, we've got the beach, we've got the golf course, we've got the palm trees, we have properties facing the golf course, if that's your cup of tea, where you can actually watch the golfers on the fairway. We have properties in the ridge, which is high on the hill, so you can get a very panoramic ocean view of Molokai and the tropical environment. And also we have the bay villas, which are right down by the Onaloa Bay, which is oceanfront. Fully equipped kitchens in every condo, washer, dryer, and there is a refrigerator freezer so you can have that ice cream at midnight without having to go out. We've got the friendly people and the aloha. There's not much more you could ask for.
What a pleasure it is that Vice President of Sales for Volvic USA, his name is Wes Whittingham, and we've got a lot of ground to cover and probably not a lot of time to do it with all the exciting products that I became aware of down at the merchandise show. Wes, first off, thanks for joining us. Let's begin with a couple of new models that you introduced at the show that seemed to attract a lot of buzz.
Sure thing, and thanks for having me. So one of the products that we launched at the PGA show is called the Magma, M-A-G-M-A. So the Volvic Magma is a product that is non-conforming. It's available in two color options, both yellow and white. And what makes it non-conforming, Bob, is that it's 1 millimeter smaller and 1 gram heavier. And as we all know from our club weighting days with lead tape, 1 gram is the equivalent of a dollar bill. So that's the additional weight that we built into this golf ball, along with making it slightly smaller. And because of that, it's non-conforming according to the United States Golf Association and the RNA. We feel that there's a segment of players out there with low swing speeds that are seeking more distance. And we feel this product is a great solution for those recreational players.
You know, Wes, it's probably a misconception, or maybe the biggest misconception, about everybody that plays golf, especially when we hear announcement after announcement from the USGA on this rule change and that rule change. The guy that goes out on a Saturday with three of his buddies, if he has the opportunity to put a Magma in his bag and hits it a little further and has a little more fun, I mean, that's all he really cares about. He doesn't give a hoot whether it's conforming or non-conforming.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, certainly distance is a major topic of conversation with the United States Golf Association these days and the impact that has on some of our professional tours. But for the weekend player that goes out, you know, I would say the number one goal for every single player out there is to hit it farther, right? And especially off the tee. And if that gives them a slightly shorter shot into the green and makes the game more fun, why not? And so we're right there with that. You know, in Asia, which is where our parent company is headquartered in Seoul, Korea, non-conforming products have been played for years and years simply for the enjoyment of the game. And we look forward to introducing it to the players in the United States, and we look forward to seeing that on the shelf as early as this month. And it'll be sold at $29.99. So for $30 a box, rather than going out and spending $400 on a new driver to get that extra 5 or 10 yards, I'm sure you can find it in a $30 box of Magma golf balls.
I'm sure a lot of our listeners are going to be looking for that item up on the shelf. On the flip side of Volvic, you are the official golf ball of the LPGA, which is a very nice distinction. And you have three new products that came out for 2020. Why don't you run down those three products, Wes, and briefly explain the difference?
Be happy to. So one of the products that we're very excited about in terms of our 2020 product line is the Volvic XT Soft. This product is a three-piece urethane cover golf ball with a glossy finish. It has a 65 compression. And one of the unique things that we do when we build a golf ball is that we reverse engineer the core of the product compared to our competitors. So whereas most of our competitors build a product where the center of the core is the softest part of the golf ball, and then as you go to the exterior of the core or the engine of the golf ball, it becomes firmer, we actually make a core where the very center of the ball is the firmest, the hardest point, and then it becomes softer as you go to the exterior of the core. And we like to think that that provides us with a ball that's going to increase golf ball velocity, which is basically a nice term for what happens with a golf ball after it leaves the club face when you hit it. So there's a lot of players that may have their driver club head speed measured at 90 miles per hour, perhaps, but the ball velocity, which is what's created after the ball leaves the face, will be 30 or 40 miles per hour faster than that. And those are the things that we're trying to create with golf ball technology. So that ball, the XT Soft, again, is available on store shelves this month. And it has a new alignment tracking system that a lot of manufacturers are putting on golf balls these days. This product is priced at $37.99, which I think is a fantastic price for a top grade urethane product compared to some of the other products that are available. One of the other products that we were talking about earlier that I think is extremely unique, you will be surprised to know that I'm bilingual. I actually speak Italian, at least one word of it, and it's called Solice. Solice is a product that we introduced at the PGA show. It's a three-piece single core construction ball with a very unique high visibility metallic coating. And so we actually use a nanotechnology to increase the durability of this metal coating. And we put three layers of this metallic coating onto the golf ball to increase the visibility and the aerodynamics of the product. And it's available in five different colors. It's a 75 compression product. It too has an alignment system, and it's an extraordinarily good looking product. I can't believe I'm saying that about a golf ball. I usually reserve that for my wife, but this product is fantastic. And then lastly, the cornerstone of our business, really the franchise product of our product line assortment, is called the Vivid. And Vivid has been really what put Volvic on the map here in the United States. It's a matte finished product. It's available in eight different colors. And we've added an alignment tracking system to it. And we've added some new and improved protection to our UV coating, which prevents any kind of impairment from sunlight, which has a tendency to fade. And we've improved the energized core to this product. This is a three-piece construction golf ball that is the number one matte finish golf ball on the market. And I've got to say that of all the products that we've introduced to the United States, this by far has always been our most popular and continues to be our most popular in the marketplace by far.
We're talking with Wes Whittingham, Vice President of Sales for Volvic USA. Wes, I'm just curious. I've seen a lot of colored golf balls. What is the most popular color?
That's a great question, and I've got a great answer for you. Green. Green is the number one golf ball color that we ship to our customers, and also the number one color that sells through. followed by, believe it or not, red. The top four colors for us are green, red, orange, and yellow. White, which we also make, obviously in both glossy and in matte finish, is all the way down to number five. But green, you know, and you would think that would blend in with the terrain or the grass or whatever, really sticks out. And it's certainly embraced by players of all skill sets because we have this available in our very top-of-the-line urethane products all the way down to some of our recreational products as well.
Well, green makes sense to me. Play a green golf ball by Volvic. You'll have more green in your wallet when you're heading home. Hey, thanks, Wes.
Well, now you're up to date on what's going on around the world of golf. That's it for this week.
Thanks for spending some time in the Grill Room. No need to leave a tip. Just come back again next week. The Grill Room.